It's National FFA Week, and we are talking with four of our state FFA officers for the state of Oklahoma today. And joining us, we've got, first of all, our state president, Kyle John. Kyle, tell me a little bit about your year as president of Oklahoma FFA.
Well, it's easy to say this year's been a blessing. It's been a very good one. I have a great team to work with, so they make pretty much anything we do a lot more fun. But we've been able to serve FFA members. We've been able to try to set that example that was set for us. You know, we hope that we've done that, but we've had an absolute blast doing it, and it's been very good. Been very, very busy, but good.
Now, the way basically we normally have the officer team in Oklahoma is that we have all the officers, first-timers, except for the president. Usually the president is one of several members from the previous officer team that is running for that state office, president in this case. You won, but you've already been a state officer for 1 year before this current year. How did that help you in leading this team?
Well, I think it's as good an experience as it is anything. You know, having been there for most of the things that we'll do throughout the year, you know, once before already, you kind of have a good idea going into that, what it's going to take, what that's going to require. It's just kind of the icing on the cake, if you will. You know, it kind of all the things you know from the previous year that you wish you should have done, or you wish you would have done differently, you can kind of take all that and really try to have a team that performs as well as possible. And I think that's easily accomplished because of that, you know, returning president spot that we have.
Garrett, let's move on to you. Tell me a little bit about give me some background about yourself, about your home chapter and your involvement over this last year as state FFA officer.
Well, I'm from the small town of Binger, Oklahoma. I graduated with about 30 other students. Our FFA chapter, it wasn't the largest, but we had a lot of passion and we tried a lot of new things. Throughout my years in the FFA, we had a bunch of different competitions that we tried to throw our hats in on, and we actually got lucky with two of them and got to compete at nationals. That was an experience that I wouldn't trade for anything. And you know, honestly, being a state officer, those same experiences come hand in hand every day. New things are thrown at us. We have to learn how to write speeches quick. We have to have fun. We have to get members energized and keep people involved. And throughout my high school years, I had a little taste of that, but it wasn't until I got a team of seven other state officers where I really learned how to kind of invest and dig deep.
Did you ever think, as you were a member at your home chapter, that you could ever be a state officer?
I had the thought when I was an eighth grader, oh, I could be a state officer. I see those cool guys up there. I can do that. But it wasn't until senior year that I really thought maybe I had what it took. And I decided that I was going to campaign and I was going to run for it. And, you know, that was one of the best decisions I've ever made.
Okay. Let's move on over to Tana. Tana, tell me about your FFA journey.
So I started out in eighth grade. Whenever I was in seventh grade, I had two older brothers named Zach and Tyler who were seniors, and at state convention, they were getting their state degree. And so I was there, and I got to see state convention for the first time. And so, of course, I enrolled in agricultural education in eighth grade. So whenever I enrolled, my ag teacher, Mr. Thompson, was actually my uncle, so it was always destined that I was going to be in agricultural education. It was just a question of how involved I was going to be. And from there, my mom always told me that one of these days I was going to find something that I was going to love, and I was going to give it my whole heart. And that's what I did with the FFA, and I've been very involved ever since then.
Where's your home chapter?
I'm from the Bing FFA chapter.
So tell me, how does FFA and Bing get involved with the community?
We always did a lot of community service projects. There are a lot of small towns surrounding Bing, and there's a town named Francis that we always did a community service day at, and we would clean up their cemetery and clean up their downtown because it's a very, very poor town, and so we would go clean it up and work with it and work with the community and raise awareness for what FFA was, especially during FFA week.
When you look at those experiences at your local chapter, how did that prepare you to be a state officer?
Honestly, there's not a lot of things that can prepare you for the year just because it's nothing like you expect. But definitely organizational skills was something that I learned in high school because of all of the different deadlines that we have to meet with scholarships and with proficiency awards and different applications through the FFA. So definitely my high school FFA career taught me how to be organized and definitely dedication, because I had to be dedicated to FFA to become elected. And so dedication is something that I learned from my high school FFA career.
Okay. Now, we've got half of the state FFA officer team with us today. The fourth member that's with us today, Adrian Blakey. Adrian, tell me about your FFA journey. You're from a little bit bigger community.
Mm-hmm. I am from Stillwater. That's the chapter that I was blessed to be a part of, and I did not have an option as to whether or not I was joining FFA, but I was excited to be there anyways. And when I joined FFA in eighth grade, I was incredibly quiet, very, very timid, and the last thing that I wanted to do was go anywhere near a speech room. And my mom had other plans for me, so I was forced to do prepared public speaking, and that was kind of the beginning of my journey in the FFA, and it was a super cool experience, but I ended up finding some interesting failures that first year that I was in eighth grade in FFA, and what ended up happening was that those failures were exactly what taught me how to find success. And I think that's one of the coolest lessons that I have learned in my time in the FFA across the three different times that I've been able to compete at the national level, is that sometimes those lessons that you learn from failure are a lot more valuable than the ones you find from success. And the FFA has taught me so much about hard work and perseverance, and most importantly, taking a risk, because I did not want to do public speaking on two different occasions, but it ended up being one of the best experiences that I ever had, and that wouldn't have been possible if I hadn't been willing to take that risk. And that's one of the most important things I think I've learned from the FFA.
What do you think, you mentioned that you've been on that national stage a couple of times representing Oklahoma FFA. What do you think you've learned at that high level of competition?
Well, it's kind of intimidating to get there, and some of my teammates definitely know that feeling to be up there in that type of a competition setting. But I think one of the most important things to keep in mind when you're at that level is to just do your thing, just be the best you that you possibly can be, and the rest is going to fall into place. Because you can't be so caught up in the competition that you're just worried about everyone else and how everyone else is doing, that you forget about your own stuff. And I think that's one of the most important lessons that I learned from that national stage setting, was just to do the very best that I possibly could, and the rest was going to take care of itself. And I was going to be happy about the outcome no matter what it was, because I knew that I had left everything that I had in that room.
Okay. Let's turn back around to our state president. Before you know it, a lot of things go on in the springtime. You got, of course, the Oklahoma Youth Expo ahead for a lot of your members. But I know the officer team, you start pointing very, very soon now, and maybe you already have started the preparations for state FFA convention. Tell me, what are your expectations at convention as president?
Well, we already have started, and we're getting more ready every day. We get a little closer and a little more nervous, a little more excited all the time. But we really look forward to state convention, because that's a time when we get to highlight the accomplishments of our members in the state of Oklahoma, and we get to see what good they've not only brought for themselves but for their communities and their chapters as well. And really, when you get to be a part of something like that, that's not just changing individuals, but instead it's, a membership of 28,000 FFA members that are changing their communities and their hometowns. That's a humbling experience. It's a very humbling experience and a very humbling time. And we're very proud to be a part of that. But we are excited going towards it.
Of course, you say it's humbling, but it's also, as you mentioned, very exciting time, very high energy time, I know, for all the FFA members that are there.
Absolutely. We try to keep the convention as energetic as possible. We try to keep it as positive. And we like to think that if we could keep every day for FFA members as clean, powerful, and positive as we do at convention, then we'd be good to go all year round. But we're trying to really push that energy and give them something to be excited about. And there's no better time than that.
Appreciate your time today. Our state FFA officer team, a part of thousands of blue and gold jackets celebrating FFA week across our state and across the United States as well. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.